Good morning and welcome to the Alpha Brief Morning Rundown, where we take you beyond the headlines without the hype. I'm your host, and it's Monday, June 1st, 2026. We're kicking off a pivotal week with markets at record highs, but there's a lot of tension beneath the surface. Let's dive in.
Thanks. Yeah, we've got a really fascinating tension in markets right now. On one hand, AI momentum is absolutely relentless. NVIDIA just announced a massive expansion into PCs that's got everyone talking. On the other hand, we're seeing warning signs that are frankly eerily similar to the dot-com bubble, and geopolitical risks with the U.S.-Iran conflict are starting to hit American wallets in a very real way. It's one of those moments where what's working really well is working spectacularly, but the cracks are starting to show.
Let's tackle that bubble comparison first, because that headline caught my eye. What exactly is mirroring the year 2000?
So here's what's spooky. The S&P 500 just hit a record close in May, but only 20 stocks reached new highs. That's the exact same number that peaked in March 2000, right at the dot-com bubble top. Bank of America's Michael Hartnett is waving red flags here. Of those 20 stocks, 13 are directly AI-related, particularly semiconductor makers. We saw Micron surge 85% in May alone, AMD up 50%. The Nasdaq jumped 25% over April and May, its best two-month stretch in over 20 years. But here's the kicker. Only 55% of S&P 500 stocks are trading above their 200-day moving average. That narrow breadth is what keeps strategists up at night. It means this rally is being carried by a handful of names while the broader market is struggling.
So we're essentially watching a replay. Should investors be heading for the exits?
Well, history doesn't repeat, but it often rhymes, right? Hartnett is advising a shift to defensive positioning, long bonds, defensive sectors. But here's the interesting thing happening this very morning. NVIDIA is up 1.6% in pre-market after announcing a major new product. They're entering the PC market with their N1X ARM-based chip integrated into what they're calling the RTX Spark Superchip. This is launching in laptops from Microsoft, Dell, HP, Asus, Lenovo, and MSI this fall. Jensen Huang is calling it the first completely re-engineered line of PCs in 40 years. Over 30 laptops and 10 desktops are planned.
That's a huge expansion beyond their traditional data center business. How are the incumbents reacting?
Not well. AMD dropped 3.4% in pre-market, and Intel fell 2.9% on competitive concerns. What's really interesting is NVIDIA is also announcing their Vera CPU for data centers is now in full production, with customers including OpenAI, Anthropic, and SpaceX. They're projecting this will be a $200 billion CPU market and calling it their new major growth driver. So the AI trade that's dominated everything is getting even more concentrated in NVIDIA, which just reinforces those bubble concerns. But the momentum is undeniable. This is real revenue, real products, real customers.
Meanwhile, we've got some serious geopolitical issues. What's happening with Iran and how is it affecting markets?
The U.S.-Iran conflict is entering its fourth month, and it's hitting Americans directly in the wallet. According to Moody's, households have spent an average of $447 more on energy costs during this three-month war. That's nearly $60 billion nationally. Gas prices are up 47% since early March to $4.39 a gallon. Diesel hit $5.52. If this continues, households could face nearly $2,000 in additional costs by the one-year mark. And this morning, we saw renewed strikes near the Strait of Hormuz, which sent oil up over 4% to above $90 per barrel. Brent crude jumped to $94.37.
That $447 figure is really striking. How does that compare to other things happening in the economy?
That's the painful part. It basically erased the $384 benefit from larger tax returns under the president's plan. Lower-income households are getting crushed. We're seeing the personal savings rate fall to 2.6% in April, which is the lowest since the financial crisis. Meanwhile, credit card debt just hit $1.25 trillion, up nearly 6% year over year. People are depleting savings and taking on debt just to keep up with energy costs. Treasury yields are rising too. The 10-year is at 4.47% because investors are worried about inflation pressures from these energy prices.
and I saw something about the Fed and interest rates. What's the latest there?
Traders are now pricing in nearly a 70% chance of a quarter-point rate hike by year-end. We've got new Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's first policy meeting coming up, and he's inheriting a mess. Friday's jobs report is going to be crucial. April showed 155,000 jobs added with 4.3% unemployment, but economists are divided on whether that growth is real economic strength or just healthcare demand driven by aging demographics. What's really concerning is we're seeing political pressure on the Fed. Trump has been calling for lower rates, and there are broader warnings from former Fed officials that this political interference risks undermining public faith in central bank independence. When you combine that with high government debt levels, central banks have less room to maneuver without triggering debt crises.
Speaking of government actions, there's this wild story about airports. What's going on there?
This is potentially massive disruption. The Department of Homeland Security has threatened to halt international traveler and cargo processing at Newark and over a dozen other major airports in sanctuary cities due to disputes over immigration enforcement cooperation. We're talking about 68 million international passengers annually and over $70 billion in economic impact. Newark alone sees 20,000 international passengers daily, including 14,000 U.S. citizens. And the timing couldn't be worse. This is weeks before the FIFA World Cup final on July 19th in New Jersey, just 12 miles from Newark Airport. Airlines and business groups are warning this would disrupt critical cargo shipments, including pharmaceuticals and semiconductor chips.
That seems like shooting yourself in the foot economically. Let's pivot to some better news. I saw something about a cancer drug breakthrough.
Yes, this is genuinely exciting. Revolution Medicine's experimental pancreatic cancer drug doubled survival times, 13.2 months versus 6.7 months with chemotherapy in a 500-person trial. It reduced the overall risk of death by 60%. What's remarkable is it's a once-daily pill that improved quality of life so much that patients resumed activities they'd abandoned. It targets RAS mutations present in up to 90% of pancreatic cancers, so it's relevant for most patients with this deadly disease. Nearly 33% of patients saw tumors halt or reverse versus just 10% with chemotherapy. Side effects were manageable. 86% got a rash, but only 1.2% discontinued treatment.
That's incredible progress. Now, I know we need to touch on a couple international stories. What's happening in Japan and France?
Japan's really interesting. Prime Minister Takaichi announced a $19 billion supplementary budget for energy cost support, but markets are skeptical about her bond issuance pledges. The 10-year Japanese government bond yield hit 2.809%, highest since 1996. The 40-year yield surpassed 4%. This is significant because Japan has been the land of zero interest rates forever, and now we're seeing real yields again. Meanwhile, SoftBank is making a huge bet on AI infrastructure in Europe, announcing up to 75 billion euros to expand data center capacity in France. 5 gigawatts worth. First phase will deliver 3.1 gigawatts to the Hauts-de-France region by 2031. It's their largest AI infrastructure investment in Europe.
Before we wrap, I've got to ask about the Tesla story. That sounds pretty damning.
It's a significant investigation by Reuters. Former Tesla employees who actually train the full self-driving AI system are saying they regularly see dangerous failures and wouldn't trust the technology themselves. The company is accused of using flawed statistics to claim FSD is up to 10 times safer than human drivers. They're comparing airbag deployment crashes in Teslas to all tow truck crashes in federal data, which is a much less severe standard. Using valid comparisons drops that advantage from 10 times to maybe 3 times safer, if that. Former engineers report the system regularly fails at basics like stopping for school buses, emergency vehicles, and pedestrians. This matters because Tesla's $1.6 trillion valuation is built on Musk's promises of imminent full autonomy and robo-taxis.
That's a lot to digest. What should investors be watching this week?
Friday's jobs report is the big one. We've also got major retail earnings, Dollar General, Five Below, that'll show how lower-income consumers are handling inflation. Tech earnings include Broadcom on Wednesday and Palo Alto Networks on Tuesday. And keep watching oil prices and any developments on the Iran situation. The ISM manufacturing PMI for May comes out, expected at 53 versus 52.7 in April. Basically, we're looking for confirmation of whether this economic expansion is real or whether the cracks we're seeing, narrow market breadth, consumer stress, geopolitical risks, start to widen.
Fantastic overview. Thanks for breaking all that down. And to our listeners, remember to visit alphabrief.ai throughout the day for real-time analysis as headlines break. We'll be monitoring all the developments and cutting through the noise to bring you what actually matters. Until tomorrow, this is the Alpha Brief Morning Rundown.